Well, on today's Ag Show, we are talking to Garth Patterson. He is with the Western Grains Research Foundation. Foundation recently provided funding for a new agronomy center up in the Fort Vermilion area. So I guess the first question for you, Garth, is tell us a little bit about this sort of announcement here for the new center up there.
Yeah, Kyle, we received an application from the McKenzie Applied Research Association. So they're a farmer-led applied research association in agriculture. And we had an open call for proposals, and MARA was one of the successful applicants. And we're pleased to announce that we're providing $300,000 towards the building of their new 6,600-square-foot agronomy and workshop building.
And with the new building going up there, what kind of sort of research and programs are going to be sort of be done there?
They do applied research of interest to farmers in the area. And what we found throughout Western Canada is there's a lot of facilities across Western Canada that were just needing to be updated or replaced along with equipment. And that's why we conducted this call. So in this case, having a new agronomy and workshop area is going to allow MARA to conduct more research trials that are of interest to farmers and also collect better data and keep the equipment in better shape.
So with the WGRF, is this something that you guys regularly do? You do these, I don't know if you can exactly call them grants necessarily, but you do work in sort of the farm research to different parts of Western Canada. Is this sort of a regular thing for you guys here?
Yeah, well, WGRF has actually been around since 1981, so we're celebrating our 40th anniversary. And over the last 40 years, we've provided over $200 million in grants for research across Western Canada. We have 18 farm organizations that are members of WGRF, and 18 farmers sit on the board of WGRF. We have farmers all the way from the Peace River area in northern BC down to southern Manitoba and almost everywhere in between. So all of the research that we fund is really of what's most interest to farmers, because they're the ones making the decision on the research. And we do a lot of project funding, and these are all grants. But a few years ago, we became aware of some limitations in capacity, both with researchers at universities, but also in equipment and buildings. So we have $32 million that we've committed towards capacity grants over the next few years, and MARA is one of the successful applicants in that program.
If you get support into sort of hit up a sort of a wide, I guess, variety of different geographical areas, where it's up here in northern Alberta, or maybe it's out in Manitoba somewhere, is it important to get sort of a wide variety of sort of input, if you will, from different farmers across the region?
Yeah, in our case, WGRF is a Western Canadian organization. We are federally registered as a not-for-profit, and we're a charity. And the mission and vision, really, that was developed by the original group of 12 organizations in 1981 was to conduct research of interest to grain farmers, so that any oil seeds, pulses, cereals, those crops, and specialty crops, across Western Canada. So because we have such a wide array of agroclimatic zones across Western Canada, we found it's really important to make sure we're funding research that is meaningful to farmers in those different areas.
And getting back to obviously the center they're going to be building up in the Fort Vermilion area, how will that sort of tie into other projects you guys are involved with?
What we do, we're also funding some capacity upgrade projects for other applied research associations in Alberta and Saskatchewan, as well as some of the public institutions. So what this will do, it allows MARA staff to work with staff in those other centers on projects of interest. And what we really find in getting information that's relevant for farmers, it's really helpful to have a number of research sites out there. You get better data for farmers. But in order to get better data and have good sites, you really do need to have the equipment and buildings to support all of that. So this will really make put MARA in a better position to collaborate with some of those other applied research associations that are out there.